Welcome to Powerful at Work Radio, the podcast for business owners like you who value each person and desire to lead powerfully. I'm your host, Rosa Ponce de Leon, and it is my goal to help you secure your legacy and make a real impact by establishing a culture where all are empowered to be more creative and efficient without all the burnout and people issues. If you're ready to do things differently, tune in and join the movement. Now let's get after it. Dana Kaplan is a founder and owner of Developing Empathetic Education with Dana, or DEED. She's an award-winning, gifted, and early childhood educator and social-emotional intelligence expert, and she's pioneered diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility, and belonging for birth to the 12th grade. Dana's niche approach propels self-rich awareness while purposefully empowering children and adults to masterfully and confidently communicate and create the world they crave. Dana leads one-on-one, small, and large group workshops and speaks intentionally on how to empower and engage in hard conversations. Dana Kaplan, welcome to the show. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. You have such a rich background in working with children and adults, and I am looking forward to having a conversation to explore just humanity in general. And one of the things we were talking before we started this conversation is the importance of curiosity when leading people. And that's something that you're very good at, especially in your work with children. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, I believe that we are all scientists at heart. Curiosity is an organic way of being that scientist. There's no judgment. And that's really what it comes down to. When you are a curious human, you leave judgment to the wayside so that you can be present and you can actually listen to learn, and you are engaged and you're being very connected personally and invested in the space that you're in. So curiosity is the magic behind everything, I believe.
So if I can put it into an application for leaders everywhere that have teams, We're talking about the difference between having transactional relationships at work and having more tangible interactions with our people, where we really take the time to be curious about what is inside of you that we haven't seen yet.
And that starts with showing yourself as a human and not a robot. It starts with being curious, is allowing yourself to feel. Being curious is allowing yourself to bring rich self-awareness of how you show up in the world, right? And so be a leader. We have to be curious. And it doesn't matter if you are leading people to the zoo on an excursion, or if you're leading a C-suite team building mergers and acquisitions. It is all about how do we show up curiously so that we can actually get to know the people that we're working with, and that we can find out where are their strengths, right? And how can we tap into the areas that they don't know if they're their strengths yet? And so when we create a space of curiosity and we create a space that is invested in rich connection, you're propelling all the people around you to rise and to grow together.
How hard is it to make this transition? Because it maybe hard is not the word, but what's the things that need to happen and be put in place before we can have that type of a culture where curiosity is prevalent and where we make time for that? Because sometimes we have all these tasks that need to get done, and it seems like it would take a lot of time to spend those kinds of moments with people. Would I be wrong to say that it takes a lot of time?
Oh, absolutely not. It is an investment. And when we think about the philosophy behind investment, it means that you are committed, right? And so when we are creating a space to get to know the people that are working with us and for us, we are then giving them back that same, that we're receiving what they're able to give to us. And then what they're also receiving, the beauty behind being seen, heard, and valued in a space. So to organically invest in curiosity, you are having questions prepared, right? So, and when you're building a culture, right, you have a vision. You ask yourself questions around, what is this vision going to look like? What is this space going to look like? Who are the types of people we want in our space? Where do we want to be taking our business, right? You ask yourself a myriad of questions. And through those questions, which is the curiosity piece, you start to learn about the people that you are hiring, the people that you are working for, the people you are working with. And so through that, that's where the curiosity really comes in. And it's not as hard as we really think it is. It is simply an investment. We have to choose to invest in the time. And it doesn't take a lot of time. That's the other beauty behind it. If you just give someone 5 minutes to be seen, heard, and valued, it will exponentially elevate the entire group. Because being seen, heard, and valued are core needs as humans.
You're talking about giving people a voice now, and that's something that you do a lot of work in. And we talked about some of the work you do with children where they're coming into systems where maybe it isn't the best learning environment. Maybe there are things that are preventing people from different backgrounds to succeed. And you've developed some processes that have helped overhaul some of those things. Can you speak to that?
Yes. So as a learner myself, I am a lifelong learner, but as a young learner, when I was in elementary school and in middle school, I realized that my learning style was not being taught. Like I was expected to fit into a box. I was expected to take tests, right? And I was expected to do what was designed by the school and the teachers, but they would never actually stop to learn about me. They never actually stopped to learn about what is it that I need as a learner to propel myself? And am I being taught how to learn? And so when I chose to go into education, it was specifically to help educators and adults learn about their personal learning in order to teach children how they learn, right? Mm. So now knowing that what I'm doing is so niche, because the time that it takes to actually help someone discover their learning style is so critical in the development of where they're going, both professionally and personally.
It seems so obvious now that you've stated it, right? To have teachers have a focus on teaching me as a student how I learn best, because now sky's the limit for me. I don't become dependent on you to teach me everything I need to know. Once you teach me how I learn, sky's the limit for me.
Right. And it's creating the space for discovery. So it's me not coming in and telling you, hey, you've got to type up this article and you've got to read it 15 times so that when you go into the boardroom today, you know every teaching point. It's no, here's all the documents. Let's see what would be the best way for you to learn about the company. What would be the best way for you to explain and articulate our needs? How can you bridge and create a relationship, right? So there's so many different ways of doing this, and we don't take the time. We're always like, we don't have enough time, but we really do have time.
So. Total mind shift. And I think that's what we're doing in this podcast. For any listener that is maybe feeling like this is a good idea, maybe I need to revisit how I'm approaching curiosity in my business. You need to just make time. That's really what we're saying.
it really is.
And in the example you gave where you're giving somebody a handful of documents, you're following up with questions for the person. What would be the best way? How would we get you to find the most brilliant points that resonate with you? And you're kind of facilitating a conversation as opposed to telling somebody top down, this is how it's done.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that is also, it is the why behind the work I do. We are not robots. We are expected to be robots. So pre-pandemic, everyone was just following societal norms and systemic pressures that we were put on, like go to college, get a degree, go to grad school, get another degree, go into the work field, do X, Y, and Z.
Totally.
And then of course, then you also have the gender and the racial and the age and like all these other discrepancies that could deter you from where you want to be going, right? But because of the pandemic, I'm a big believer that it has given us each a ticket to ride and create our own personal new normal, right? And as we're creating our new normal, you're then able to really step back and say, hold on a second, what is it that I really want to be doing? How is it that I really want to be showing up? Do I know myself? And it's that rich self-awareness that then allows you to be the leader and facilitator. It allows you to be the manager, to delegate. It allows you to be, if it's for a child, it allows you to be the class president. It allows you to show up and tell your teacher, you know what? I really didn't want to do my homework last night because there was a soccer game on. My dad's been out of town now for 2 weeks and he just came home and it's something we do together. It's really special. I'm okay if my grade goes down. I'm okay if, you know, that I have to do extra work over the weekend, but I didn't do my homework last night and I want to be really honest and transparent with you.
And that's humanity right there. You're leading with your humanity. Spending time with my father is important and I don't have any shame around that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have any hesitations or reservations about that. That's beautiful. And we're getting now to the point where everybody, you started with everyone's a scientist. We all have some curiosity or curious nature. We're all built to kind of appreciate the world around us. But you also do work with gifted education the gifted education programs, it's kind of like, well, how do you decide who's gifted and who's not? Like, I grew up thinking I was bored, and because half the time the work was too easy in elementary school. I remember just being bored. And I thought, oh, this is cool. There's some people that get to leave the classroom and they're part of the GATE program. And I just assumed the teacher would know who belongs there. And I just took their word for it. So can you speak to how we set up these norms, or how do we get it wrong?
I love this question. Thank you for stopping and engaging and including this critical question. So when I started a gifts and talented program at the school that I taught at in New York City, and it is located in Chelsea, it was a Title I school. I knew that when I started the program, it would shift the whole trajectory of the school. It went from being Title I to PTA funded. It had the most physical diversity in the entire school, coupled with the fact that the school housed a special ed school. So now you've got children of all colors. You've got children of all beliefs. You've got children in wheelchairs. You've got children with verbal and nonverbal communication going on, right? You've got, I mean, it is diversity at its core, and it is beautiful. What we don't have, though, is a space where kids are actually given the opportunity to show their unique gifts. We are still expecting children still today to follow routine, to follow this accelerated program, or to make their project so enriched that their parents end up doing it for them, instead of stopping and pausing and really helping the kids learn about their own learning. So for example, as a gifted educator, I firmly believe that asking the kids, what's happening here with your reading? Who do you connect well with in the book? How can we now take your connection with the character in the book, and then you create your own story, and then you then bring it to life through either a play or through a movie or something that is special to you, through the arts, anything, right? And so that is really getting into the gifted component, because you're asking the kids to take ownership of their own learning. What we see today as a collective, and unfortunately what you might have experienced yourself, is that when we are so intelligent in the classroom, we are easily passed over. We're given a lot more work that's not necessarily being gifted. You are given less time to create a lot more assignments that is not attuning into the giftedness. And so what we have to really do is pay attention to what is our purpose. What is our purpose, and where? What is our biggest intention for the children and for the community? And so boredom is one of the first things I like to look at. Why is the kid bored? Do they understand what I'm teaching? If so, are they able to teach it back to me? Am I able to then teach them something new with the same product occurring, but in a different pathway? Is the child able to create their own process of reteaching it back to me, right? So it's really about giving them the space of exploration.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Powerful at Work Radio. If you're ready for more freedom from the day-to-day so you can properly rest, dream, and be more effective as a business owner, I want to invite you to our upcoming free training, where I'm going to share my easy 5-part process for making sure your team feels truly seen, heard, and understood. For more details or to register for the training, visit rosaponceleon.com. There, you'll also find tons of resources for growing as a business owner so you can go all in on your team while they go all in on bringing your vision to life.
Let me recap what I'm hearing you say, because you're talking about giftedness as uniqueness inside of every child, and taking the time to pull it. And every child has a gift. And if we do it right, we're not just making it an exclusive club for a certain select few. We're saying that everybody, if we do it right, will be successful and gifted. The thing that I'm now observing as well is that the systems that are in place make it very convenient for school systems to manage kids at the cost of this uniqueness, at the expense of, we're just hurting people along, kind of. I hate to sound callous, but it's a very convenient way to just have these multiple choice exams. They're standardized. I just got to issue the same test every time. I can be lazy and not put in the extra work and time and effort to look at each individual. All I got to do is just treat everybody as this mass group.
Yep, you're completely correct. And more, the tricky part is that it is actually dividing our cultures so much more. And that division in cultures then going into the boardroom. So my whole philosophy is, why wait till the boardroom to talk about diversity, equity, inclusion, access, and belonging in action? Instead, it needs to start in the playground. It needs to really start where we build relationships, where we build awareness about ourselves, about the world, and we are invited to ask questions, right? And that goes back to the whole premise behind curiosity. So if we can create a culture, it doesn't matter, again, if it is Fortune 100 companies down to the person living, the three families living in a single family home. We're building a space where everyone can ask questions, where everyone is given opportunities to expand and rise and grow.
And I think the no judgment part. Yeah, the no judgment part is the biggest piece, because you have all these special interest groups that are trying to get time with our kids. And while I can appreciate their desires and wants, in reality, if we just made it a safe place for people to ask questions, we would cover all of that. We wouldn't need special interest groups in there.
Absolutely. We wouldn't be where we are today if we would actually just take the time to get curious with one another. Because again, curiosity is absolutely pure. You cannot be judging of yourself or others. Your brain does not have the capacity to be judging and curious at the same time. The energy that it takes, the parts of your brain that you're using, it's pure science. When you really look at the way our brain is neurologically, there's no way that you can come in and have anger towards someone if you're curious.
I'm embracing this whole career. I've obviously been a fan before this, but even more so hearing you speak of the impact to our children, because while I'm not a mother, I have nieces and nephews and people that I love that I do see them growing up. And I think, man, all of them have something to offer this world. And we need to give them a world that will accommodate their special gifts and talents. And right now it's pretty broken.
Yes. And that has got to be our collective intention, right? Mm. When we talk about where do we want to go in the world, right? It's not about goals. It's about our intention. What is the reason behind our choices? Are we reacting or are we responding? If we're responding, then we're actually going to create a space where curiosity and joy and courage and compassion can all flow.
That's beautiful. I love that you're closing with this, because we're coming up to the end of our episode here. But of all the things you shared, I hope there's a takeaway for action for people that they at least want to try something new and maybe start asking questions themselves about what's working and what's not. Because you made a reference to the boardroom. And I think sometimes that's why it's so hard to change our culture and our work product, because it is kind of late. We should have started a lot younger. But it's never too late to start at least somewhere.
Yes. If you started in the playroom or the playground, by the time kids get to the boardroom, these problems won't even be a problem.
And so for people that have left corporate and have now started their own business, or they're hiring people that are leaving corporate, there's probably some growing pains in the horizon, but we can adapt. And I would imagine once we get a taste of how beautiful it is to just live in a curious space, that we probably would never want to go back.
I 1000% agree with you. So fear is a big piece of that. I will leave you with this. Fear is a big piece of will I stay on the platform or am I getting on that train? And do I have to know where the train is going? Do I have to know all the stops? Or am I willing to take the risk of not knowing so that I can discover and I can learn and I can expand? And then I can also, while I'm on this train, I'm also inviting other people to come on. And I'm not being exclusive. I'm being inclusive.
I love it. I want to encourage every leader who's listening to get on that train of the unknown. Don't be so fearful of the unknown that you're paralyzed by it. Try it out. Give it a shot. Be curious and welcome the benefits that Dana has shared with us today, because there's only things to gain. So get a hold of us. Let us know what you thought of this episode and the action steps that you're taking to get on that train. So Dana, if people want to get a hold of you, how can we do that?
You can find me on LinkedIn. I have my own website, danakaplanteach.com, and I'm on Instagram. I'm easily found.
If we want to find you, we'll find you. And we'll also include those links in the show notes, so there will be no issue there trying to connect with you. Thank you so much, Dana. You've really brought a lot of wealth and richness to our learning today, and I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Oh my goodness, thank you. I love what you're doing. I love all the opportunities and brilliance that you're bringing up to your audience. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Dana.
Thanks for listening to Powerful at Work Radio. If you subscribe now, you're going to hear from some truly amazing guests who will help you shift into a new approach to leadership so you can develop a healthy relationship with your team and truly maximize your impact. We'll explore stories from experts who are daring to do work differently, and we want to invite you into the conversation. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. We're excited to help you lead a high-performance team with simple advice that you can start using right now for maximum results.